This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. More buffoonery in Minnesota, more fraud. I know you're shocked, not so much, but we'll share that with you. Also, this poll that recently came out, now that could be shocking. This is a hypothetical. The 2028 presidential race, AOC versus current Vice President J.D. Vance. And AOC wins.
What? Come on.
I didn't do the poll.
I am merely presenting
the information. Do not kill the messenger.
Okay.
51 to 49 is the percentage. 51 to 49. AOC would win, hypothetically, of course, against J.D. Vance.
Wow.
Do you believe that the poll is accurate? I mean, it could be. Of course, it all depends on who you're polling, where you're polling.
That's true. That's everything right there.
Yeah. That in itself,
Well, two things. You're going to have people vote for her because she's a woman. You're going to have people vote for her because of her skin tone. That, sadly, is a fact of stupid Americans who don't know how to vote.
And the other factor, anybody but Trump or anybody
connected.
Who's Trumpish.
Yes, exactly.
You're even a little Trump. I got a whiff of that Trump on you. You're evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I just think it's like, really?
Yeah.
The Democrats, I don't know, what would you call that? Absolute desperation? You really want to give her the keys to the White House?
Another socialist. I mean, come on. In the line of Bernie Sanders.
Wow. That is, that's frightening.
It is.
And it was a good sized poll. I think it was like 1,500 registered voters. All right. Yeah, random. Hopefully it's just random.
Yeah.
And it's skewed. And if it's not skewed in 2028, we'll be screwed.
Thank you
very much.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes you want to talk about Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yes.
Bob Cratchit. Get in here. I like the... I like the Dickens story that featured George C. Scott.
Oh, yeah.
As Scrooge.
He's just awesome at whatever he does,
pretty much. Patton. He was amazing. I mean, come on. I really thought he was like Patton. I go, that's Patton.
Yeah.
No, it's George C. Scott.
Patton. Oh, no.
Just passed away.
I've seen him. It's him.
Yeah. Hey, Mark Levin paid a nice compliment to Trump.
Yeah.
Basically calling him. Remember what they used to call Clinton, like the first black president?
Yeah,
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
And...
Wow.
But Mark Levin said Trump is the first Jewish president.
Okay.
He said it again at the White House Hanukkah celebration. And the way that he has been the number one president ever on behalf of Israel as a state, for sure. So, I mean, he is loved. Clearly not by everybody in Israel, but by a great deal of people. And he has done a lot. Conservative commentator Mark Levin offered praise for President Donald Trump's role and significance in the Jewish community on Tuesday, calling him the first Jewish president during a Hanukkah reception at the White House. President Trump hosted the reception days after a suspected father and son terrorist duo killed at least 15 people during a Hanukkah celebration at Bondi Beach in Australia. The attack, which authorities are treating as anti-Semitic, involved individuals previously investigated by Australian intelligence for ties to the Islamic State, and ISIS flags were reportedly found in their vehicle. In response to the anti-Semitic violence, Trump urged Jewish people to celebrate Hanukkah proudly and to be proud of who you are. And Mark Levin went on to say he loves Israel too, prompting Trump to respond, "It's true." Levin then recalled a previous moment, saying, "6 years ago, I was up here and I said, this is our first Jewish president." And Trump said, "It's true." And Levin then added, "Now he's the first Jewish president to serve two, not two, consecutive presidencies." All right. So that's those are some very positive words, I would think.
Yeah.
Will that impact voters in the midterm? Trump needs all the support he can get.
It's true.
Better come out if you support Trump. You better come out and show up at the midterms and vote appropriately, of course.
There's that.
I love this. I love this in the spirit of the warrior. And using that term, warrior dividend, I think that whoever coined that phrase, whether it was Trump himself or one of the people in his administration, it was brilliant. Mm-hmm. President Donald Trump announced that more than 1 million U.S. military service members would be receiving a warrior dividend. He said, you know, they said they first reported it was going to be more than $1,000. I believe it is going to be, according to Trump, $1,776.
I like that. Well, in commemorating our 250th birthday coming up, I think it's appropriate.
So does the birthday begin on January 1, or does it begin July 4th?
That's a good question.
I mean, if you're like me and you celebrate a lot, you got to start early.
Well, if you stop and think about it, when we were young and it was the bicentennial, it went on forever. I mean, it wasn't just like kicking off in July. It was the bicentennial year. You had the coins, the whole bit.
Yeah.
So it was a lot.
Did we have a $2 bill? Was that when the $2 bill came out,
I don't think it was related to that. I don't think.
200 years, $2 bill. No?
Oh, now he's a numerologist. But remember, the Freedom Train was a train that went across the country that was kind of like a museum of our history.
That wasn't a Cat Stevens song?
That might have been very similar.
Yeah. Okay.
But it came through St. Louis, and we went and saw it. It was kind of cool as a kid.
So, yeah. I was caught in a traffic mess coming back from the shore, as they call it, up there in the Philly area.
Yeah.
And caught in traffic because traffic stopped to watch the incredible fireworks celebration.
Really?
The That's city cool. of Philadelphia. I loved it. I soaked it in. To me, it was absolutely amazing. And I was just a wee young lad.
Yes.
I was a teenager, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So Trump's putting it out there. He said because of the tariffs, along with the just passed one big beautiful bill tonight, I'm proud to announce that more than, think of this, 1.45 million military service members will receive a special we call Warrior Dividend before Christmas. Oh, wow, he's got to get that out quick.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stamps to lick.
Trump announced that during a live address to the nation last night, and he talked about a lot of other things, and we'll get into that. But in honor of our nation's founding in 1776, we're sending every soldier $1,776, and the checks are already on the way.
Wow.
Post on X, White House Rapid Response Account, it was revealed that the active duty service members in grade 0 through 6 and below and reserve component service members grade 0 through 6 and below on the active duty orders of 31 days or more and as of November 30th, 2025 are eligible for the warrior dividends.
Very cool.
You can talk about loving your warriors, your military, and then you can take some action on their behalf. And clearly, this president both loves them and shows his love for them. And I believe that is reciprocated.
Yeah, but I just remember, you know, the love that that Obama had when he was talking about the corpsmen.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, he really knew what he was talking about.
Well, speaking of that, they did have a very serious situation yesterday. Mm-hmm. They called the dignified transfer. And this was the two American soldiers that were killed in Syria on Saturday. Also, the ceremony included the interpreter as well, who was also killed. Trump and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth saluted side by side as the remains of three Americans, Iowa National Guardsman Sergeant Edgar Torres Tover and Sergeant William Howard and civilian interpreter Iyad Mansour Sakat, were transferred from a C-17 at Dover Air Force Base. You know, they describe it, well, Trump did. He said it was a beautiful event for three great people. They're now looking down and their parents and wives and all the people who were there. I mean, devastated, but great people. He told the reporters after that he'd met with the family members of the fallen before the transfer. And no, he never did look at his watch like some former president that will go unnamed.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't recognize his name if he heard it anyway.
Good point. Mentioned ice cream, he'd probably, you know.
Did you say ice cream?
Yeah, that'd get his attention.
Hey, coming up at 7:35, we're going to talk to Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek.
Woo!
Stick around for that. Great things happening in Marion County we want to share with you. But coming up next, what's bugging you? This is a chance for you to call in, air it out, and you know, hopefully feel better about it. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But please call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I know it's hard this time of year. It's you think upbeat positive thoughts, spending time with family and friends, hopefully, and maybe a couple of days off of work and something to look forward to. It's called the holidays, and it's a good thing. But even in the midst of that, there could be things that are irritating you, troubling you, or maybe even bugging you. Hence, the segment we present you with now called What's Bugging You? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, so don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is this. If you have somebody that's convicted of, let's say, burglary or armed robbery, and then part of their sentence is restitution, there seems like there is nobody enforcing that. And then they're like, oh, you can file a civil lawsuit. Dude, if this is part of his criminal sentence, then the Department of Corrections or whoever it is involved should be responsible for keeping tabs. Have they paid their restitution? Instead of letting it go into a black hole, it's on paper, it looks all good that it's going to be done, but it's never done. And that's what's bugging me, because nobody is going to take responsibility for it, and I still won't be repaid. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, it should be like a condition of the person's parole or probation, whatever the case may be, that they're at least attempting to make the restitution. Yeah, it does fall through the cracks. You're absolutely right. And all kinds of you know, civil and legal judgments like that, you've got to, you know, turnips, you know, good luck getting blood out of a turnip. Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
So much, but I'm going to stick off politics. Oh, what's bugging me is that you guys need to extend you got to go to a half an hour of vent for your callers. Let them vent. It'll be great for your show. Oh, I love you to death.
Well, thank you, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas. You know, you got to be careful with that. Because what happens is it starts to turn into this big, you know, negativity. That's what that's why we hone it down to one segment. Because it does. People then you get into this kind of complaining mindset. I'd rather have you focus on, you know, the good things.
Yep.
But you can get rid of one, air one out,
sure,
and move along, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good morning, Tan. What's bugging you?
Yes, yesterday morning you were talking about the parking lots, like at supermarkets and all, especially this time of year.
Yes.
I just wanted to remind everybody that's walking through the parking lots. I go to Publix, and sometimes I get boxed in by big vans and trucks, and I'm trying to back out. And you try to watch pedestrians, but they need to be responsible also, because I've had them like 3 or 4 times already in the last 2 or 3 weeks just step right behind my vehicle or right in front of me, out from a vehicle, because they do have the right-of-way. I realize that, but they need to be responsible also. Last thing you want to do is hurt somebody.
Yeah, we need to work together on that, communicate, give and take. Everybody pays attention, head on a swivel.
And quit staring at the phone while you're walking behind cars that are trying to back out.
Not everybody has a, like, you know, early detection type thing. Beep, 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 beep. Mine tortures me, but it has been helpful. Brian, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Merry Christmas. The George Scott Christmas Carol, the most overlooked one and the best one is the Muppets. That's what's bothering me.
Wow. I'm trying to recall. I probably saw it. I'm going to have to research that and maybe take it in again. Thanks for the tip.
There you go.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I talked with several friends and relatives through the video call feature in Facebook Messenger, and a lot of these people, they use the earbuds, and I can respect the hands-free, but the quality of the sound sounds like they're either the bottom of a well or they're talking behind a pillow, and they don't realize it until I tell it to them. So I just wish people were aware of the lower sound quality of earbuds. Plus, they look funny.
Yeah, I don't have any earbuds, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It is 7:27 right now on the Bob Rose Show, and coming up next, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek's going to join us with a focus on veterans and those in need. So we're looking forward to that. Just a couple of minutes away, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, baby! It is upon us. Get in the spirit, come on! Goodwill toward men. The greatest thing, man, forgiveness. Why would you burden yourself by holding some kind of grudge? I never understood that. And also, if you seek forgiveness, which I've had to do many times, if you seek forgiveness and would like it granted to you,
yes.
The second half of the equation is you must go forward and forgive those who have trespassed against you.
I think I've read that somewhere.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, because there is a reason for the season. So, good morning and welcome, my friend. 7:35 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Trump giving a warrior bonus to the military to the tune of $1,776.
I love it.
I absolutely love that. We'll get into that a little bit further. But first, we've got Carl Zalek in the house. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me, brother.
Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek, also alumni of USF. Their football program was doing pretty well this year.
Until we weren't.
You lost to Old Dominion. I mean, you basically lost to a trucking company.
Wow.
Oh,
my God.
That's got to hurt.
Tough room. aren't you glad you showed up at this hour?
I feel a little pain for the Gator Nation, baby.
Well, my son was a Gator and also a Bull. He got his master's.
But we did
there,
one thing. So. Just like Florida beat FSU, it's still, you know, salvageable season, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And USF beat Florida. It's still just, you know, it just rings great in your ears,
Some things like in the past, don't really resonate into the future. We've kind of closed that chapter,
we already moved on.
We didn't.
New coach, new time, new opportunity. And what scumbags Auburn is, right, for stealing our coach. I mean, the guy finally gets things going and things are moving. Boom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's part of the deal these days, I guess.
I know. Well, we at the end of the day, the truth is, you know, when people talk about it, we got to get out of this American, you know, get in the conference, you know. Why don't we just come into the SEC with y'all, all right? I mean,
well, come on in.
Have a little party.
Come on in. I was going to say, normally, that, you know, that would be an easy win, but it is not anymore.
Not anymore.
Hey, there are people a lot less fortunate than many in the coaching world these days.
Yeah.
And those people, you know, they need some help. And in Marion County, you've been doing this for years, bringing the Harvest Home. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so Bring the Harvest Home is our 15th annual awesome food drive. And, you know, our community really just gets involved. Man, our fire department won this year. They really brought in the most food. And what's really cool is we even beat our goals from last year with over 30,000 pounds of food and more than $34,000 in monetary donations from our community. Man, I just want to say thank you, Marion County, because when we ask, we put all these things together. You come through every single year to make sure people in our community have something on their table for Christmas. I love y'all. Thank you so much.
You got Brothers Keeper, Interfaith Emergency Services, Salvation Army of Ocala, Vets Helping Vets, yep. USA, Helping Families Across Marion County. So that is awesome.
Huge.
You've also got Animal Abuser Registry Month. This has to do with Molly's Law.
Yeah, so we celebrate now the state of Florida passed the Dexter's Law. And so this all started with Molly, really a state initiative to put this Animal Abuser Registry. And what it does, and what we know now really from the psychological mind of a criminal, is the fact that, hey, if they are... They tend to start out as animal abusers, right?
Yeah,
significant.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, beating animals. I mean, you know.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of start that a lot of these criminals get. And so if we can stop that criminal at an animal abuser element, then maybe thank God we could stop them from hurting people.
Yeah.
You know, and so, listen, these are cruel acts to, you know, innocent animals. And so we want that registry to happen, and we want it to happen statewide. So the matter is that somebody that abuses an animal anywhere in Florida can't just go to the next county or city or whatever and buy another animal and unfortunately abuse that animal. No, they have to be on this registry, and so that people you know, kennels and all those things and breeders that are of good reputation will not sell to these folks.
Right on. I know you've got a bunch of road projects that are going on, and
yes.
we can't dig into each one individually.
Sure.
So they're all listed on the website, correct?
Absolutely. And we just want people to know, hey, listen, we have over the last couple of months, we have over $100 million of road projects that have went out because you passed the sales tax, the citizens of Marion County. We are hard at work making sure that, you know, it takes some time, you know, because you have to do some eminent domain, you have to get the right of way, you have to get all these pieces in place. We're running simultaneously, getting the right of way, putting the engineering plans in place, and firing these things out and getting them out of construction so we can bring relief to our traffic issue as soon as possible. Just know we're working on it. If you want more information, contact me or go on our website. I'll be more than happy to share that with you.
Fantastic. And Marion County, you know, you've got a large population of veterans, as
huge.
Really the whole
yeah.
surrounding area, but definitely in Marion County. And there are some great local veterans groups that do so much for the community, and that's a good thing. Now, tell me about this local Veterans Hall of Fame.
I am so excited to announce this. We have just basically paved the way for Marion County's first Hall of Fame. We want to host this at our Veterans Park. We are partnered with our presenting sponsor, Vet Helping Vets, to do the dinner and the celebration of that. And what it will be is a way. So we're going to pick up approximately three veterans, 25 or so applications a year. And this is really not just about their service in the military, right? Of course, that's a prerequisite. But it is also about what they do in the community after.
Wow.
That is actually weighed heavier. We built this model off of the Florida Hall of Fame. We just had Captain Petty that we talked about a few weeks ago. He was inducted into the Florida Hall of Fame along with one of our other veterans a few years ago. And we wanted to make a pathway. First of all, we wanted to recognize the folks that were in Marion County. And then secondly, we want to have a pathway created for a better connection to the Florida Hall of Fame. And so this is a way that we can recognize local heroes that not only do something for their country, but they also do something for their local community. You know, Captain Petty, he was one of those guys that helped thousands of people get the cancer screening up front. Went to the drug company,
paid for it,
struck the deal, helped everybody do that. We put a grant together. What a community service. On top of that, he helps lead the honor guard in our community. So these are the kind of heroes that continue to serve day in and day out. And what I think is really cool about it, Bob, is that now, not only do you see a national pride and national sacrifice, but now you see sacrifice with a local address right in Marion County.
And touching the people around you in the community, and there's a lot of veterans that do so much. I'm glad they're being highlighted. The inaugural Hall of Fame ceremony you've got scheduled for March of 2026.
Up.
So, yeah, it'll be here before you know it.
And if you have a loved one that needs to apply, please go to marionfl.org/VHOF. VHOF. That is our veterans line. We'll have the applications up and running. You'll see it on social media. Follow us on the socials. It's a really cool opportunity.
You know, the average person, this isn't just Marion County, but the average person, we can always find things to complain about. Hey, hey,
yes,
how come
sir.
Nobody mowed that lawn over there? Is the county supposed to take care of that? Hey, why is there litter over here? I mean, we can always find a list like that, but we don't always understand the nomenclature behind it of how things are supposed to proceed and how things get done. And in Marion County, you're pretty proactive with this academy. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so really, what the academy is set up to do, and we've had all these citizens go through, it really gives you an in-depth. You're going to hear from the horse's mouth, if you will, about every department that we have, how it works, what happens. You know, so again, you have a question about how do we patch potholes? We're going to go in and we're going to show you how we do it. You have a question about what happens to solid waste once my garbage guy picks it up? We're going to answer those questions. You have a question about, hey, how does growth really happen? What are these zoning hearings I hear about?
Yeah.
How does that work? We're going to answer those questions. You have a building department permit that you need help with. Who are the people that do that? How does it work? How does my library work? How does my park system work? Who are the people that are doing these things? We have all of those answers. We take you day by day through all of these courses, and we make sure that when you leave, hopefully, you're a fan of what we do. And then secondly, we've got some great advice and tips from citizens that say, hey, Commissioner, what do you think about doing this a little bit better? Oh, man, that's a great idea. Let's do it. Thank you for being part of Citizens Academy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, once they see how things work, they can become problem solvers. Just to become, you know, problem pointers isn't always that helpful. So I love it. And you do this to people that are interested in it for absolutely no cost to them. So that's a great program. And then real quick, we don't have a lot of time, but Emergency Solutions Grant Program. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this aligns with our long-term plan. Again, HUD, half of that comes from them. They are able to give us about $99,000 requested by the city of Ocala, part of that joint effort. These funds dedicated to the outreach service across the county, reaching individuals from in homelessness. So this helps us to hopefully lift up. Saving Mercy has put these tiny homes in place. You know, so there's an all-hands-on-deck approach. We connected to roughly 249 people that need that kind of assistance in Marion County, and we hope more than just homelessness, right? But it's the assessment, it's the guidance, it's a little bit of all of those things to come together. Do they need a job? Do they need these resources? Are they a veteran that have these benefits sitting here? You know, all of those pieces are usually part of the puzzle of homelessness, and including, unfortunately, sometimes they need some mental health issues and or drug addiction issues, right? So all of those pieces come together, and we're trying to solve that problem. Now, it doesn't, it's hard. People have to actually want help.
Sure.
So that's part of the problem, as you well know. But we're there. We have the programs. We have the assistance. And we're trying to make a difference one life at a time.
Marion County government working hard for you. I love it, Carl. Zalek, you and your family have yourself a wonderful Christmas. And we'll definitely see you in the new year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you.
7:46 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot more to talk about, including the president and 11 months. So many great things he has turned around. We'll share that with you coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning, 7:51 on the Bob Rose Show, and I got a feeling that Greg may share some important traffic information about right now.
Yeah, Sky Traffic Alert. We're talking about I-75 South. This just in. It's I-75 just south of Newberry. Looks like a truck on the right shoulder. Steaming and smoke coming out. Not a good look, but maybe a little distracting for you, and so hopefully they'll get that taken care of. So again, I-75 South, right shoulder south of Newberry Road.
All right. Good to have that information early on. Avoid the area if you can, or just be aware
scoot
that the slowdown could occur. Tis the time of the morning, and tis the time of the year where you're going to see heavier traffic on a lot of the highways for sure as people travel for the holidays. And we hope that everyone has a great, safe holiday and really, hope you have something to look forward to and maybe, extend an invitation to those that you know maybe don't have a lot of family or friends. This can be a very debilitating, tough time for some people. May have lost loved ones or a spouse over the past year, or just memories come flooding back, and it's just it's tough on a lot of people, as you know. So, yeah, if you can reach out, try to do your part. I think it's part of what why the reason for the season is. Now, Santa Trump came out and said, ho, 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 I've been cleaning up that dirty mess left by that dirty bird Joe Biden.
Maybe it's not an exact quote.
Yeah, maybe not. But
it's paraphrased, yes.
But President Trump did come out last night, gave a speech at 9 o'clock, and he brought with him charts, you know?
Gotta love the charts.
Last time I've seen the charts was the dude with the big ears. What was his
Ross
name?
Ross Perot.
That's the guy.
Okay, you people, look at the whiteboard to the chart now. Yeah,
you just kind of. Wow, you got that down. You must have been were you a big fan in any day? When you were driving your AMC Matador or whatever it was?
Not especially. I just thought he was interesting and entertaining. And he had some good things to say.
He did.
Businessman.
Oh, no,
I mean,
he did.
He was another businessman turned politician. So he knew a thing or two about money.
He was smart, but he lacked a commanding presence. It's not his fault. Just his stature, his voice.
Yep.
You know.
I'm Ross Perot.
But material and content, very, 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 very good. So anyway, the president was making his case of, look, in 11 months, turned a lot of things around. And one of these things was, look, real private sector wage growth averaging about $1,000. So the president, you could say, maybe helped put $1,000 in your pocket versus we lost about $3,000 on average under Joe Biden, at least, I think. But anyway, that's what the numbers show. And I didn't realize it, but under the Biden administration, car prices rose 22%. And in many states, even 30% or more.
Wow.
So that's a big, big factor and a big chunk of change. We're paying 22% more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, we're blessed to have this guy in the White House. If you have any amount of common sense or logic, you know, back to, energy being dominant in the energy sector and, and jobs are coming back, and these are jobs for Americans, and we're slowly but surely getting rid of illegals that commit serious crimes, and so we're on a much better path, I think.
Yeah.
And the president also touched on affordability. He called it the Unaffordable Care Act. He said it was created to make insurance companies rich. Well, it certainly has. I told you my take on a long time ago, because then Senator Barack Obama even said in an interview that he was all for government medicine, mm-hmm. one payer, single payer. And he said, but the American people won't accept that, so we'll have to do it in steps or stages. And I think that his Obamacare was one of those steps or stages, knowing that it would never be sustainable.
Well, when you actually say out loud, the American people will not accept something, maybe that's a sign that it's the wrong idea in a lot of cases. There may be exceptions.
No, true. But at the very least, it's elitist.
Oh,
I know better than the American people.
Everybody else.
They won't accept it. But if I cram it down their throat slowly and they don't choke to death, uh-huh. they'll have to accept what I'm pushing.
And then we're going to come back and go, okay, well, you know, it was a great idea, but it's going to go away, so we need to extend it and extend it and extend it, and that's where we are now.
Yeah, and the Republicans are working on some things, and they need to be far more proactive in that area. They need to sell it to the American public, and they better get moving.
Yeah,
because the midterms, really, I mean, from political timelines, mm-hmm. It's right around the corner. So they need to get going. But Trump has definitely done a big deal with pharmaceuticals, and this just launched. It was it comes up in January, the launch of Trump RX. That is going to be save people substantially, big discounts. Tax cuts, that's going to make a big difference. Electricity, and you're competing kind of with AI, if you will. I mean, to some extent, you're trying to build it, but you're competing because energy needs and fulfilling those energy needs can be a challenge. But I think he's the right guy for the job. And he touts a bunch of other things that we'll dig into a little bit in the next hour. All right. Wow. Time is flying. Drive safe, my friends. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.